Now, this is the score script that actually controls this individual frame. And there's much more to it that you can take a look at if you'd like to crack into this director file. But in this case, I just wanted to concentrate on the first few lines. As you can see, Go the Frame just basically keeps the playhead on this frame. And the next line that has to do with setting the constraint is what constrains the user from being able to pull the rattle completely off the screen. By setting the constraint of Sprite 2, which is the rattle, to 3, which is that hidden button, the user can only click and drag the rattle to a limited area. Now the next two lines are the solution to the problem of keeping the hot areas moving with the rattle as the user pulls it wherever they want on the screen. By setting the lock V, or the location vertical, of Sprite 4, which is the first hotspot, to the lock V of Sprite 2, which is the rattle, but adding a minus 90, which is 90 pixels to the left, then no matter where the user clicks and drags the rattle on the screen, that hotspot will stay on top of the black checkered ball. At the same time, you want to set the lock H, or the location horizontal, of that same sprite to the lock H of Sprite 2, in this case to minus 30. So again, you have two coordinates of vertical and horizontal to keep that hotspot over the top of that ball.